Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Those bad guys, and of course, all of you, good Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. As you well know, friends, we just got back from some things, and we'll share that with you. I'm working on some Minnesota. And it's pretty, so I don't know why that might be the case. Let you know that we are out in Arizona now doing what we do, and we're going to be doing 16040 North 59th Avenue, Glendale, Arizona. That will be tomorrow, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Again, that's what we're doing out here. And then we're going to be doing some stuff with senators and representatives in the state as well. So, again, we're just letting you know as things transpire as to what is taking place. And okay, you want to just go ahead and, folks, we are, we're doing, as I just said, we're doing our best to stay connected here, but if you don't mind, what we're going to do is we're just going to go ahead and reconnect here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Bad connection. It's not working out. Sorry. Now I'm good. Okay. I need to know, I don't know what's going on here, folks. Again, we're doing our best to stay connected here. And by the way, our viewers are saying that we sound fine, so I just wanted to make sure we're connected. But again, friends, sorry about the confusion here. Wanted to let you know we're going to be talking about in every book you will find him. We're going to be talking about that today. And we're going to cover some other topics. And we always do our best to try to cover the topics in which most people try to avoid. And why that is, I don't know. Before we get to that, I do want to share with you some of the emails that I've been getting from our listeners and our viewers, just talking about how Bradley, you know, you need to take a rest. You need to just spend some time in the Word. And I got to tell you, folks, I think that is one of the reasons that we're in trouble in this country today. Matter of fact, if you look at Jeremiah 9:5, it tells us because they were not valiant for the truth, the Lord actually brought judgment unto that nation, and I, again, don't want to be a part of the problem. I want to be a part of the answer here, okay? It says, and they will deceive every one of his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. And why is that? Because, again, they're not valiant for the truth. Now, I got to say, I totally appreciate our friends looking out for us. I totally do. But I got to tell you, and it's true, Martin Luther rightly said it. He said, if I rest, I rust. And that is me. That is me all the way through and through. I also wanted to let you know that the Lord judges nations for not being valiant for the truth. And I know that we need rest. I get all of that. But the fact of the matter, we have a country to fight for right now, and we can rest all that we want to when it comes to eternity. And let me go over to Malachi 2:2 really quick and just kind of share with you what it says over there. The Lord said in Malachi 2:2 that if you will not hear and if you will not lay the heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings, and I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart. People that are in the battle, they grow weary. And oftentimes we're weary because we're busy people. And I mean, we're going from city to city. We're on the radio 6 days a week, friends. On top of that, we're doing articles every day. On top of that, we're doing speaking engagements like we are out in Arizona today. I have been doing this for 23 years. And the fact of the matter is, we are believers that also believe that if the Lord is calling us to do something, he's also giving us the strength to do that. So again, with all due consideration to the fact of the matter, I totally appreciate everybody looking out for us. I would say that the best way that you could look out for us today, friends, is to pray for us, to keep us out there. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find Sons or Daughters of Liberty. And in keeping us out here, folks, though we are weary, we continuously keep our hand to the plow. And remember, Jesus said he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. One of the things that was also brought up was the fact that, Bradley, you sound like you're angry. I got to tell you, I am angry. I'm angry that the majority of the people in this country are not angry with what's going on. I'm angry with the American people when they see the danger that lies in front of them, and yet instead of actually turning and dealing with those people, they allow them to continuously reengage and attack on another day. Yes, I'm very angry about what's going on here, and if that's conveyed, I would also convey this over to you. You should be just as angry as I am about the lack of when it comes to the American people and tolerating the crimes that they're tolerating. You know, if you listen to the break, as a matter of fact, speaking of case in point, isn't it interesting that they now have a documentary about all of the crimes that have been committed by Anthony Fauci? And the name of the documentary is Meet the Real Anthony Fauci. You know what, folks? You know why he's not going to go to jail? You know why he's not going to be held accountable on this earth? It's because the American people are entertained by the likes of an Anthony Fauci. They're entertained by the crimes of a Joe Biden or a Hillary Clinton or a Barack Hussein Obama, who's telling his cohorts and communists and subversives in America to go ahead and shut down all conservative networks. See, and that's exactly what's going to happen because the American people aren't angry. What did one of the Roman emperors say? The surest signs of a dying society are those that are apathetic and tolerant. Yep, and that's what we're dealing with. So if you're not angry, I would lay the question back to you. And again, I say this not in a condemning fashion, but a sincere question. Why is it that you're not laying it to heart? Why is it that you're not bowing for the truth? Why is it that you're not angry with those that are destroying this country? Because out of gratitude concerning the sacrifice, folks, we're going to live for what they died for, John 15:13, 2 Corinthians 5:15 as well. And if we're not doing that, we're not grateful for the freedoms in which we have. And if we're not grateful for the freedoms in which we have, guess what, friends? We don't deserve the freedoms that we have.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey folks, if you want to call in, please do. We're broadcasting live from Arizona. We're actually in Scottsdale, Arizona right now. And this is our studio, our little condo room here. For the next couple days, we're going to be doing an event with Remembering Our Veterans with Tony Kern out here. And we're also going to be speaking to representatives and that of the senators. And this will be the second time we've had the opportunity in doing that. And if folks want to know what we're out there doing, folks, we're going through every door of opportunity that has opened up. Tired or not, we're continuously moving forward because, as Jesus said, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God, right? Okay, so with that said, we're going to be doing that here, and then we'll be back in the saddle in Minnesota next week again back in the studio. So we're giving you the best that we've got here on the road, friends, and I want to hit some topics that most people are ignoring or at least hitting the issues for what they are. We see that Tina Turner just died at age 83, forgive me. At age 83, as tributes pour in, the music legend. Okay, whatever. You know, the world's going to praise its own. And, you know, when you look at the book of Amos, you find that dead bodies will be strewn all over their idols. And you see this happening all day long. Instead of them serving the Lord, they serve their favorite idols, and then their idols die, and then they die with them, and the list goes on. And literally, in many cases, if you'd like a couple, you could call in 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know another actor, Ray Stevenson, actor in Thor, Punisher, Warzone, RRR, dies at 58 years old. You know, it's funny, folks, because people are saying that there's nothing natural about the way that this 58-year-old man just died. Of course there's nothing natural about it. But as I was just highlighting during the first segment, isn't it interesting, friends, how people are entertained by the documentaries that are coming out 3 years after the fact when it comes to the pandemic, calling him out and stripping him of who he really is, friends, and exposing him by the law that condemns him, Luke 12:2, Romans 3:20, and yet the American people do nothing when it comes to enforcing the law and bringing justice upon the heads of these criminals. And again, why? As I said during the first segment, because they're entertained by this. But I want you to remember, during your entertaining moments or the moments that you're being entertained, friends, remember, change derived from entertain means that as long as you're being entertained, you're not entering into the real world, right? And what does that mean? Well, you're being entertained. You're being stripped of your freedom. And in this case, with Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, the WHO, the CDC, the NIH, the list goes on. They continuously do the things that they do because they know that the people on a global basis are going to give them a pass to go ahead and do it again and do it again and do it again. Now, if that's not true, folks, then why is it that we're still dealing in particular with Anthony Fauci when he's been called out for his crimes against humanity decades ago? Why is it that people are still allowing him to go ahead and bring up another pandemic and another plandemic to go ahead and strip you of your God-given rights by enforcing and injecting poison into your veins when the Lord tells us not to do it in the first place, right? Read John 10:10. What do these people do? They come to steal, kill, and destroy. And Leviticus 17:11 and Leviticus 19:19 tell us not to do it in the first place. But people do it, and then they end up trying to figure out why so many people are dying around them. Let me remind you, friends, that over 300,000 people in America alone have been murdered through the vaccine, through the experimental jabs. And yet we have a documentary about Anthony Fauci. And isn't it interesting? Justice is never brought to these people because these people are sitting there saying that nothing could ever be done. They protect themselves. Yep, and it's all done and predicated upon a deceptive lie. There's scared to death that the American people are going to figure out that they are not impervious when it comes to the law, that they are not above the law. But until the people obey the Lord in keeping his commandments and bringing forth his judgments, nothing's going to change. Health Impact News just highlighted outrage. U.S. government finally compensates first petitioners for COVID-19 vaccine injuries. Three people awarded an average of $1,500. This is called insult to injury, friends. Awarded an average of $1,500 for damaged heart. How could the American people have been taken to the streets? I got to be honest, folks. I am honestly surprised that these men that are behind these crimes, I am surprised that they're still walking around. I really honestly am. And emboldened to do it again. And again, and again, to the everlasting shame of the American people that tolerate them. And isn't it interesting, on top of that, we have, again, 1 Kings 13:33, one of the debauched and debased, Franklin Graham, a controlled operative. Isn't it interesting? He's highlighting the fact that every demon in hell has been now turned loose. Well, of course, and with the help of the Grahams, why wouldn't that be the case? Wasn't this the guy, speaking of the pandemic, that told the American people and people on a global basis and those that support him that, you know what, Jesus would take the vaccine? I'm not kidding you, Americans. Let me say this. The Grahams are not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. We're to follow Christ, not the Grahams. But here comes Franklin Graham. Every demon in hell has been turned loose. Who has helped this to come about more than the Grahams? Folks, they're a bunch of antinomianists, and I'm talking about Franklin in particular. And an antinomianist is one that has no regard for law. Franklin Graham's out there on the God Loves You tour, which, folks, I cannot find that in Scripture. He loves us through a demonstration, not through a lip service. If people were to read their Bibles, and in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, read the Constitution to know the difference of right and wrong, Exodus 44:23, and making distinction, we would not be here. But this is all transpiring in this country because people fail to do their own due diligence. And the Lord said in Hosea 4:6, my people will be destroyed and are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And you know why people don't want to know? Because they want to stay in that little deceptive bubble that they themselves have created with them and their favorite politicians and their favorite hireling, John 10:12. Is that the truth? Oh, you know it's the truth, folks. You absolutely know it's the truth, and it's exactly why it's happening in America today. Let me revert back to something I was talking about during the first segment. People had a care and they had a concern that we're just being beaten down and we're tired and we need to take rest. Yep, I understand that. Have you ever taken the time to look at our forefathers and the things that they had to go through to get to the other side of freedom, to get to the other side of the tyrant? The hand of the diligent, Scripture tells us, bears rule. It's the hand of the diligent that bears rule. Not those that get a little tired in the American way and decide that they're just going to go ahead and put their head down on a soft pillow of false grace and go back to sleep. And again, I'm not taking shots at anybody that has taken the time to look out for us. I appreciate it when people watch our sit. I really do. But again, if I can do anything in conveying to you my heart, maybe what we need to do is get to the point where we can understand what it takes to get to the other side, and it is not gauged on how we respond to what needs to be done. And let me say it this way, Thomas Paine was right when he said, heaven knows how to put a price on its own goods. Folks, the fight of the good fight of faith oftentimes costs us our lives. And the fact of the matter, if we're going to be perseverant, a continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory, then we better understand that we're going to have to keep going. That we're going to have to keep going if we're in this fight to get to the other side the same exact way that our forefathers taught us as to how we're supposed to do what it is that they did over 250 years ago. Read Hebrews 13:7 when you get a moment. What we're going to do here is we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back and I'm going to get into the main topic here. But I want to highlight something that was just shared on social media platforms concerning the thief that was saved by faith and not of works. And I want to put it into perspective for you so we can get to the other side of this topic and then get to the main topic. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And again, we will be right back on the other side.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. White House and House negotiators are back at it, trying to find a way to raise the federal debt ceiling before a possible default, and as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy continues to advocate, cut federal spending.
Spend less than we spent last year. That's not that difficult. They still want to spend more. You cannot do that.
But more Democrats are calling on President Biden to do something that's never been done before, invoke the Article 4 of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. It says the validity of the public debt of the United States shall not be questioned. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will formally kick off his presidential campaign tonight. He'll join Elon Musk in a live audio feed on Twitter. Sadness around Texas on the one-year anniversary of the shooting that took 21 lives in Uvalde, but many are also angry that Texas lawmakers have done nothing in a year to make it harder for disturbed people to buy guns. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Into the Sons of Liberty. I got Roseanne calling from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi. How are you? I just want to thank you and Tim for excellent shows. And I understand your frustration and your stand. And I've been standing and doing this for 37 years, if not more. And I just I'm thankful for you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bradley, that 37 years ago, my oldest son was in my stomach, and I went to God about vaccination, and God told me no. I've been speaking to young mothers and fathers and people in general in reference to being understanding their responsibility given to them by, you know, by God himself to protect and teach our children. And I just want to share one response, and it's still the response today, Bradley, that when I used to talk to people about vaccination, the mothers in our co-ops, you know, the cool hippie Christian girls, you know, their response, original response would be, can they get their children into school? And I look at them and say, 37 years ago, I'm 60 now, 37 years ago, I look at them and say, that's your only response. Just can you get your children out of your body into somewhere else that someone else can indoctrinate them for 12 years or 12 hours a day? That's your only response. Can you get them into school? And I say, well, yeah, you can. And Bradley, it's today the same thing in reference to whether it's vaccination or any other, most other topics in the word. And so I don't want to go on and on because I'm sick of hearing myself talk, but I just want to thank you and Tim because you're doing a great job. I pray for you. And also you guys have helped me get back into the word. I'm reading the word again because of you guys. I want to thank you before God. So thank you again.
Thank you, and Roseanne. And if I could say this, No, you have nothing to be sorry for. I totally appreciate it, and I don't know how to respond to what you just said outside of the fact that I got to put feet to, you know, the things that you said, and that's one of the things that I know that I have been doing, one of the things that we've been doing for 23 years now is to just get out there and get busy and actually be a part of the answer rather than a part of the problem, because that's the church's business, is being a part of the answer. We're to bring the answers to the world. We're not to bring the problems to the world, Isaiah 58, verse 12. So you have nothing to be sorry for. I totally appreciate you, and I thank you, and thank you for the words of encouragement big time.
And Bradley, one other thing, and thank you. One other thing, it comes up all the time for years and years and years, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek his face, God said he'll hear from heaven and heal our land. And so there are Christians, and you heard this more than anybody, probably you and Tim. They want to blame the Democrats or so-and-so or whoever the heck they, blame. I'm like, no, it's our responsibility. It's our responsibility. The 2 Chronicles 7:14, it's my responsibility. So I want to thank you. God bless you. You keep it up. Thank you. And I'm praying for you guys. Thank you and your family.
Thank you, Roseanne. I totally appreciate the phone call. By the way, if you want to check this out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. Folks, what do I say to that phone call? I mean, she's exactly right. And people, in particular, as to what she was talking about and highlighting, they want to have their kids and they want to make the state happy, so they have to go get a shot to get them into a public school to be raised by their sworn enemies. Folks, everything about that is in contrast to Scripture. By the way, everything about that is in contrast to the U.S. Constitution and not in that order. So we need to get this upright rather than being inverted and in backwards and headlong. And I'm talking about Isaiah 59. That's why things are backwards in this country. So, again, Roseanne, I totally appreciate the call. Totally appreciate people such as yourself. And I want to get to this because this has a prime it's a prime example of what needs to be said right now. I want you to see this if you're on social media platforms, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. And this is the modern-day church right here. Now, what they're saying is right. The thief saved by faith and not of works. But I want to tell you why it was posted by the church. Because they want you to believe that they don't have to do the works to be justified by their faith, yet that is the justification of faith. By the way, the just shall live by faith. It's a work of faith, and a labor of love. And I want to go back to this and understanding we don't do what we do to get saved. We do what we do because we have been saved. These kinds of people, friends, that highlight these things take Scripture way out of context, though this in particular is exactly right. Now, listen carefully. It says, the thief saved by faith and not of works. But pay attention to what this person wrote. They wrote, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And guess what they did, friends? They stopped right there, just like I tell you, they always stop right there by taking it out of context. What does verse 10 say? For we are his workmanship. If we are his workmanship, we are created in Christ Jesus unto what? Unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk therein. Guess what they withdrew from that scripture in context? Verse 10. And this is exactly, folks, they're trying to justify what they have left off. America's in trouble because of what the American church has left off, but they're still out there trying to do their best and justifying what they clearly cannot justify, and this on so many different levels. Now, folks, it sickens me. It really does sicken me to the core. And again, if you're going to be angry, let's take responsibility and be angry at ourselves and bring about godly repentance. And in doing so, folks, we're going to get out there and we're going to get busy because we believe the Lord. We're waiting for that kairos and that chronos moment where God meets man. And if we're not doing the works, we're not going to meet the Lord on his terms. And I've given you an analogy of Frederick Douglass time and time again, who used to be a slave back in the 1800s. He was the one that said when he was a slave, he prayed for 20 years and he said nothing happened. He said nothing happened until he put his foot to his prayers. Then he became a free man. Exactly. Read James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment here, friends. Read James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment here. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to this because a couple days ago, I had seen this, and it was a little boy out of the mouth of babes and sucklings comes forth perfected praise. And it was a little boy that highlighted what I'm about ready to give to you right now. And by the way, I will share this article on two social media platforms. And what I want you to do is I want you to share this to no end because it is fantastic. But did you know, speaking of which, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, did you know that in every book of the Bible, you can find the Christ? Did you know that? I just want to make sure everybody understands where we're going here because this is second to none. In Matthew 22:44, it tells us the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. Okay? I want you to listen to this. In Genesis, Jesus Christ is the seed of the woman. In Exodus, he is the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he is our high priest. In Numbers, he is the pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he is the prophet like unto Moses. In Joshua, he is the captain of our salvation. In Judges, he is our judge and our lawgiver. In Ruth, he is our kinsman and redeemer. In 1st and 2nd Samuel, he is our trusted prophet. In Kings and Chronicles, he is our reigning king. In Ezra, he is the rebuilder of the broken down walls of human life. In Esther, he is our Mordecai. In Job, he is our ever-living redeemer. In Psalms, he is our shepherd. In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he is our wisdom. In Songs of Solomon, he is our loving bridegroom. In Isaiah, he is the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, he is our righteous branch. In Lamentations, he is our weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, he is the wonderful four-faced man. In Daniel, he is the fourth man in life's fiery furnace. In Hosea, he is the faithful husband forever married to the backslider. In Joel, he is the baptizer with the Holy Ghost and with fire. In Amos, he is our burden bearer. In Obadiah, he is mighty to save. In Jonah, he is our great foreign missionary. In Micah, he is the messenger with beautiful feet. In Nahum, he is the avenger of God's elect. In Habakkuk, he is God's evangelist with the cry, revive thy works in the midst of the years. In Zephaniah, he is our savior. In Haggai, he is the restorer of God's lost heritage. In Zechariah, he is found and opened up in the house of David for sin and uncleanliness. In Malachi, he is the son of righteousness rising with healing in his wings. In Matthew, he is the king of the Jews. In Mark, he is the servant. In Luke, he is the son of man. And on the other side of this break, folks, I'm going to continue on highlighting what it is that so many overlook, that Jesus is in every book of the Bible, friends. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Liberty, folks, I got to tell you, when you are on the road and you are doing this show, honestly, the warfare is second to none. I kid you negative. When we first started the show off, GCN was, because I got an extra ear from GCN directly, I have something called Comrex set up and also something that is set up on my, not my Comrex alone, but also my OBS. So I got two things going on my left. So that's my studio, that's my screen, and that's my callers. Well, right when I started the show, the first thing GCN started telling me is you're breaking out really bad, and yet all my numbers and all my gauges are telling me everything is totally fine here. So with that said, let's keep moving forward because we're going to do it regardless if the devil likes it or not, because we've been given power over the devil, because when Jesus said it is finished, it was all over for him. The only thing that we as Christians have to do is take his word by faith and make it applicable, because we've been given that power as well. But we receive it in the process of going through the trials and the tribulations to receive the promise as he's glorified once again. So with that, I want to let you know real quick, and we're going to get back to this. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we're broadcasting live from Arizona. We got a couple events going on here. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, you're listening to me in 157 cities, please go over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. I want to get back to this. Somebody had just said, well, Bradley, you missed Ezra. No, I don't think I missed Ezra, because I said from start to finish, because right now what we're talking about is Jesus is literally found in every book of the Bible. And I'm going from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, and I took a double take at what somebody said on social media platforms saying that you missed Ezra. If I did, forgive me, but here's Ezra, okay? And then we'll pick it up again right in the book of Acts. In Ezra, he is the rebuilder of the broken down walls of human life. In Esther, he is Mordecai. In Job, he is our living redeemer. In Psalms, he is our shepherd. In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he is our wisdom. In Song of Solomon, he is our loving bridegroom. In Isaiah, he is the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, he is our righteous branch. Folks, there's an anointing in this place, and I just love it. And this is what the Holy Ghost does. He comes to bear witness of the light that is in Christ, not outside of him. In Lamentations, he is our weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, he is the wonderful four-faced man. In Daniel, he is the fourth man in life's fiery furnace. In Hosea, he is the faithful husband forever married to the backslider. In Joel, he is the baptizer with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Don't forget the need of the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32. And don't forget he's given unto those that obey the Lord where the life is at. In Amos, he is our burden bearer. In Obadiah, he is mighty to save. In Jonah, he is our great foreign missionary. In Micah, he is the messenger with beautiful feet. In Nahum, he is the avenger of God's elect. In Habakkuk, he is God's evangelist with the cry, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In Zephaniah, he is our savior. In Haggai, he is the restorer of God's lost heritage. In Zechariah, he found and opened up in the house of David for sin in all uncleanliness. And Malachi, he is the son of righteousness rising with healing in his wings. Now to the New Testament. And I got to tell you, folks, I understand more and more as to why John the Baptist said that he was not worthy to unloose the very shoes that Jesus wore. And I'm talking about the sandals. Because there's an anointing there, and when that anointing comes to break the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10:27, it breaks the yoke of bondage. And you can feel how clean and pure and how holy and how righteous and how good he is. Ephesians 5:9, which is the fruits of righteousness. And he bears witness of that when he shows up. I'm thinking of Peter even now, where Peter said, you know what, Lord, when he fell down at the feet of Jesus and he said, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, because he didn't realize within himself until the Holy Ghost came about to bear witness of the Christ, how unworthy that we are of the goodness in the life of Christ. Oh, my goodness. I'm feeling it right now. And I praise God for all of what he's bestowed upon us and what he continuously bestows upon us in spite of us. Let's go to the New Testament. In Matthew, speaking about how Jesus is in every book of the Bible. In Matthew, he is the King of the Jews. In Mark, he is the servant. In Luke, he is the Son of Man. In Acts, he is the Savior of the world. In Romans, he is the righteousness of God. In 1 Corinthians, he is the rock. In 2 Corinthians, he is the triumphant one giving victory. In Galatians, he is our liberty. He sets us free to do his will. In Ephesians, he is the head of the church. In Philippians, he is our joy. In Colossians, he is our completeness. Lord, folks, I just got to tell you what's going on here. It's very humbling. The anointing's getting heavier in this place that I'm in right now. In Ephesians, he is the head of the church. In Philippians, he is your joy. in Colossians, he is your completeness. We are complete, friends, in him who is the head of all principality and power. In 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, he is your hope. In 1st Timothy, he is your faith. In 2nd Timothy, he is our stability. In Philemon, he is our benefactor. In Titus, he is our truth. In Hebrews, he is the perfecter and our perfection. In James, he is the power behind our faith. In 1 Peter, he is our example. In 2 Peter, he is our purity. In 1 John, he is our life. In 2 John, he is our pattern. In 3 John, he is our motivation. In Jude, he is the foundation of our faith. In Revelation, he is King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. He is the keeper of creation. He is the creator of all. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all time. He always was. He always will be. Unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised and brought healing, Isaiah 53. He was pierced and undergone pain for us. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought to life. He has risen again, Americans. He sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father. All power belongs to him in heaven and in earth. So much for the devil doing anything outside of the will of God. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and he brought life. And again, he is risen and brings power to his church. He reigns and he brings truth according to his way, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Hey, friends, the world cannot understand him. Armies cannot defeat him. The schools cannot explain him. And the leaders cannot ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. The Pharisees couldn't confuse him. The people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him. Hitler couldn't silence him. New Age can't replace him. And worldlings cannot explain him away. Because he is life, love, longevity, and more. He is goodness, kindness, gentleness. God is holy. He is righteous. He is mighty. And he is powerful, and don't forget, he is pure. His ways are right, his word is eternal, his will is unchanging, and his mind is on me and you. He is my reign, he is my savior, he is my guide, he is my peace, he is my joy, he is my comfort, he is my Lord Jesus Christ, and he rules my life, and he is the governor of all nations. And I say, in ending of today's show, amen, and amen to all of that, folks. We love you by what we do, by the love of Christ that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that's been given unto us, Romans 5:5. And we will talk to you, my friends, in 23 hours. We'll see you then. Thanks for joining us.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.